the highest point spread the Warriors probably have all year.
In terms of being an underdog. You're saying?
Yep.
Interesting. Lots to lock up from you.
Yeah.
As soon as that number hits, we're waiting on Steph most likely, but I'll get that to you. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. You will hear from him in about 28 minutes at 7:30. However, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning and welcome to your 7 o'clock hour. To the phones we go, 12-year NFL veteran offensive lineman, a tremendous analyst for the NFL Network, and part of the 95.7 The Game family, Brian Baldinger, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, welcome back to the show. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was too short. There was a lot of football involved, a lot of travel, but it was good, though. I had a great time.
Beautiful. Well, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll begin with this. Reuben Foster released by the Niners on Monday after that incident Saturday night in Tampa. We heard all about it on Sunday. The Redskins put in a waiver claim, the only team to do so, and are now the team representing Reuben Foster. Were you surprised that someone claimed him?
No, because I mean, we got to see just what happened in the hotel room. I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. He was exonerated the first time around. Obviously, there was a zero tolerance policy with the 49ers with him going forward. That combined with just, you know, no production made it an easy choice. But in this business, it's talent is still supreme. And, you know, I guess whatever happened on Saturday night in Tampa will come out. But the Redskins probably did their vetting of it, and they feel probably pretty comfortable that, you know, he's not really going to be indicted on anything. And so they took a chance on him. His talent is still out there. Maybe they can get the most out of it.
When you look at his talent and his on-field performance, it seemed that he took a step back this year in his ability to tackle and to stay healthy. Do you see red flags in his on-field play?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, he's missed 11 games completely. And then, you know, he was injured for a lot of those other 27 games that he's played. But, you know, he's a guy from the very first game against Carolina at home as a rookie. You know, he got hurt in the first quarter, and he's had a hard time staying healthy. That combined with, you know, suspension. And then, but when he has been on the field, he just hasn't made any impactful plays. He doesn't have any interceptions. He doesn't have sacks. He hasn't popped the ball loose.
Right.
You haven't seen any violent, vicious hits in the middle of the field. I mean, you just haven't seen the production that I think everybody thought we were going to see.
Sure, Baldy, I'm with you there. I haven't seen it. Still looking for it. Maybe we can see it in Washington. Won't be able to see it here, fortunately, for the Niners. Give me a reason why the Niner fans should have a glimmer of hope heading to Seattle to the Clink, where they seem like they're rolling pretty good.
They are. I mean, they won a big game on Sunday in Carolina. Carolina went up and down the field against them, put up almost 500 yards of offense low. But, you know, they were horrible in the red zone, and Bobby Wagner and some of those Frank Clark are just really good players, and they're a scrappy group. But, I mean, the one thing I would say is, you know, the 49ers can run the ball. Matt Breida is having a great season. And whatever they saw in him, Mike McDaniels, you know, Kyle, whatever they saw in him has come to fruition. I mean, they can run the football, and he's been doing it consistently, and it's the best part of this whole team right now. So if you're asking me for a reason, that would be a reason. If they could protect Nick Mullins, maybe we could evaluate him a little bit better, but I just watched their game. I mean, he was drilled into the turf eating nothing but Raymond James grass on 5 of the first 10 plays of the game.
Sure.
So I mean, nobody can be evaluated properly when you're getting hit that hard that often.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Given that the season was lost so early for the Niners between the losses themselves and Jimmy Garoppolo's injury, we've spent some time looking forward to free agency, the draft, certain players that might be able to help this team. Two names we kicked around this morning, outside linebacker position, on the older end of the spectrum, Clay Matthews, on the younger end of the spectrum, Anthony Barr. Do you see either one of those players being someone that the Niners could pursue and bring into the system to make a big-time impact?
Well, I mean, Anthony Barr will be going into a second contract, and, you know, you always want to go younger if you can. A guy that's going to, you know, fight for that second contract. I mean, Anthony Barr would be a better name and a better player. Now, he's been an inside linebacker for the Vikings. He has played some outside. When Everson Griffin was injured this year, he played some defensive end. He has rushed the passer a little bit from the outside, but he's primarily an inside linebacker. And he's got great range. I mean, he's 6'5". He can really run. He's been well coached by Mike Zimmer. He's a good player. I mean, obviously from UCLA, and his dad was a pro player, and he's got, you know, good stock. So, I mean, that'd be a guy that I would be interested in, but it really comes down to where you do want to play him, because he has almost entirely been an inside linebacker. And if the 49ers feel like that's a position that they want to really pay, then I understand it. But if you think you're going to get a 3-4 outside linebacker in Anthony Barr, that's not what he has been so far.
Baldy, what do you do with certain players when you watch them? Solomon, kind of a tweener, not really fast enough and to have the hips to necessarily play outside and have the speed for outside pass rusher, defensive end, kind of a little light in the behind to play inside. What do you do with a Solomon? What do you do with a Solomon Thomas if you're the Niners organization?
I think Solomon could play low. I just don't know. I mean, every system is a little bit different. They find different roles for different guys.
Yeah.
He just hasn't fit into this four-man front that they're running. And for all those reasons you just described, they're all right. You know, he just hasn't not been a productive player. But I think a guy that plays hard like that, that has that plays with his pads low, mm-hmm. I think there's a place for him, but it just hasn't worked in San Francisco. And I'm not suggesting that they need to change the system, but I would bet that if he went to a system that really catered to his chase mentality, upfield mentality,
right.
You know, that, I think there's probably a role for him.
Baldy, we've been having some internal debate on what we're going to see Thursday night when the New Orleans Saints travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Some feel it could be a close game. Some feel it could be the typical Saints beatdown that they've been putting on teams left and right. How does Thursday night shake down for you?
Well, I haven't seen a better offensive line of football than New Orleans Saints in a long time. There's nothing that they don't do well. It's just, I mean, when you watch them play to play to play, I mean, their blocking is nearly flawless. I'm not even talking about the quarterback. The quarterback threw 4 touchdown passes on Thanksgiving to 4 free agents, guys that weren't drafted.
Amazing.
Austin Carr, Keith Kirkwood from Temple. I mean, guys that were in a practice squad 3 weeks ago are catching touchdown passes on Thanksgiving night. Now, I mean, forget about Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara. They're just a complete team right now. And as well as Dallas is playing, and they're playing well. Zeke has had 3 really good games in a row. Defensively, they're young and they're fast. And they got guys that just play really hard. Leighton Vander Esch and DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean, those guys play really, really hard. And they're really good players. But I just think the Saints are just a complete team right now. And I think Dallas is going to see that on Thursday night.
What did you think about Amari Cooper with him in Dallas? Has he shown you?
Catch yourself there, son. Not your first day in radio.
Yeah.
You all right?
Hang in there,
man. This is a mess, Baldy. Sorry Baldy, for the lack
sorry
of professionalism.
About that, man. I don't know what happened.
You know, look, I think this. If you can't beat man coverage, you can't play wide receiver in this league. And Amari can beat man coverage. He's done it 3 weeks in a row in Dallas. I mean, I don't care who they put on him. He's been able to beat him with a variety of moves. He's a good route runner. He's been a big addition for that football team. There's no question about it. And it's helped Zeke. It's helped Dak. And, you know, it's just a piece that they have not had. And you can move him around, and they're moving him around right now. I think he's been a solid addition to the Cowboys.
12-year NFL veteran offensive lineman, a tremendous analyst for the NFL Network, part of the 95.7 The Game family. Brian Baldinger with us here on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, we always appreciate the time. More importantly, way to be a true pro and handle that garbage question at the end. That was just a terrible question.
Baldy,
it didn't
come on,
even make sense.
Hey, low, man, don't let them do that to you, bro. Don't let them gang up on you now.
Thank you, dog. I love you, brother. You're the best.
Thank you, Baldy.
Thanks, guys. See you, man.
He didn't like that.
A mess. Man, just a mess of a question. Look at you. Yeah, what is that? How many yards for something like that?
That's just a tanner.
First of all, we're up against it. You come steamrolling in. We always signal who's at the next question. There's no signaling.
Nah.
I thought you guys weren't paying attention. So me, I was proactive.
Because that's me, never paying attention to anything that's going on. Put on your life jacket, you and the Cowboys, because you're about to get boated on Thursday night.
Woo! Yeah.
All right, you want a chance to win a trip to Hawaii where you can actually get on a boat and go out and do some real-life boating? We got the details for you next. We've also got the Reuben Foster thing to get into, and you will hear from Steve Courage, Joe Lowe and Dibs, coughing their guts out here on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game and Alaska Airlines present the Hawaii for the Holidays Getaway. All you have to do is go to 95.7thegame.com right now and register. Starting Monday, Joe Lowentibs will call out one of the registered names at 7:20 a.m. If you hear your name, call back within 9 minutes and 57 seconds to qualify. It's the Hawaii for the Holidays Getaway, courtesy of Alaska Airlines, with nonstop flights from the Bay Area to Hawaii. Visit them today at alaskaair.com.
Joe Fortenbaugh here to let you in on a little secret. The game is changing. First, there was the three-point revolution, home run explosion, and rule changes designed to boost offensive output in football. And now, thanks to my friends at Putnam Cadillac and Burlingame, there's luxury, style, and affordability all wrapped into one, courtesy of the all-new, smoking hot Cadillac XT4 crossover. I was driving one just last week, and Cadillac has changed the game with this one. The XT4 crossover is slick. It's got that sporty, athletic look, but with plenty of space to accommodate your family and pets. And this bad boy is loaded with features like a moonroof the size of the peninsula. It's not actually the size of the peninsula. Wireless smartphone, charging pad, rear parking assistance, which my wife absolutely loves, but don't tell her I said that. All packed into a classy and modern exterior that will have your neighbors wondering how you were able to step your game up seemingly overnight. Check out the Cadillac XT4 crossover at Putnam Cadillac in Burlingame and tell them your boy Joe Fortenbaugh sent you. Experience the luxury, amenities, and power of the XT4. Stop by Putnam Cadillac in Burlingame or visit PutnamCadillac.com.
Hey, San Francisco. Geico presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed, but knowing Geico offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with Geico, like military or federal discounts. And Geico offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, San Francisco, contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Isn't it great when everything is clicking in your love life? When it comes to romance, there's nothing like spontaneity. What if you had the confidence of knowing when love is in the air, you are ready to go? Hey, it's Guru here to tell you about Blue Chew. You want to be a hero in the bedroom? You got to get Blue Chew. You see, Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work. Since they're chewable, they work much faster than a pill, and you can take it anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. So when you're out on that special dinner date and you know you're going to get lucky, Blue Chew is your insurance policy. It's cheaper than the pills, plus you don't need to go to the doctor's office because Blue Chew ships straight to your door. Ready to satisfy your partner and your bad self? Take it from Guru. Try Blue Chew and check this out. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use my special promo code Guru. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Guru.
Hey, it's the $6 Million Man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Northern California Honda dealers today for incredible deals on every 2018 Honda vehicle.
See dealer for financing details.
Right now, save up to $1,000 during Mancini Sleep World's largest mattress sale ever. Rest easy with drastic savings on a Serta Perfect Sleeper Pillow Top Mattress Set, or upgrade to adjustable comfort for only $699. Visit SleepWorld.com for details.
It's on now, the massive multi-million dollar lost warehouse lease liquidation at Russell's Furniture. We must vacate the premises. Furniture and mattresses priced with maximum markdowns. It's first come, first serve at Russell's Fine Furniture, 2600 Lafayette, Santa Clara.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Toyota's Operation Black Friday is on. Your mission, save big on a new Toyota. Get $2,000 total cash back on 2018 Prius. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. And 12-3-18, Toyota, let's go places.
Toyota's Operation Black Friday is on. Your mission? Save big on a new Toyota. Get $2,000 total cash back on a 2018 Prius. Hurry in. Ends 12-3-18. Toyota. Let's go places.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
I'm Anna Kagadakis, and this update is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. Breaking news. It is official. The Oakland A's have unveiled a plan to build a new ballpark at Howard Terminal in Oakland. If all goes according to plan, the waterfront ballpark would start construction late 2020 and would open 2023. Now, former 49er Reuben Foster was claimed by the Washington Redskins. A troubled linebacker will begin his D.C. career on the commissioner's exempt list. Warriors hit the road this morning for the Great White North. They'll take on the Raptors in Toronto tomorrow. Listen to all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. And according to Steve Kerr, his best guess on when Curry will return is Saturday against Detroit. For more, you'll hear from the head coach coming up at 7:30. Sponsored by Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Visit the magnificent 25,000 square foot showroom and find out more at friedmansappliance.com. I'm Anna Kagadakis. We've got Jim Barnett joining the show this morning at 8:30 here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowandibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome to the Money Spot. One consecutive hour of commercial-free art for you, our tremendous listening audience. Because we love you, because you're going to get a chance to hear from Steve Kerr in about 12 minutes at 7:30. Because we may even add some coughing to the mix. Between Dibs
Man.
And Low. You two all right?
Yeah, it was a rough one last night. You know, fun times at the station, little client event thing. Woke up this morning sick as a dog, though. And I hear Low coughing. I know you've been fighting a little bit of a cold, Joe.
Yeah, your voice has been kind of scratchy, Joe. I could tell you've
feel
been
great. Went for a three-mile run yesterday. Haven't had a sip of alcohol in days. Getting ready for the birth next week. I'm in my prime. I don't know what you two are talking about.
Oh.
That's funny, because earlier this morning, about 4:30, you sounded a little scratchy. Like you had a little bit of a head cold. I was concerned, but I guess we shouldn't
scratchy
be concerned.
At 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Imagine that.
Look at Sherlock Holmes and Watson over here. Wow. Move over John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
He came swinging in.
We should know better than to show concern for young Joe.
Focus on each other. When you come over here, you know it's always just... a good old-fashioned boating.
At least
you know how it works.
Until the nosebleed happens.
Yeah. That's my trademark. You guys can be the coughing and the injuries. I'll just be the random nosebleed where you got to shut down the whole operation. Apropos of nothing in that conversation, Alaska Airlines and 95.7 The Game are teaming up once again this year like we did last year, this basketball season, to send you and three guests, to Hawaii. It's the Hawaii for the Holidays getaway, courtesy of our friends at Alaska Airlines. The only thing you need to worry about right now is going to the website and registering. That is it. 957thegame.com is the website. Go there and register, and then relax until Monday. Because beginning Monday, December 3rd, you're going to want to tune into your boys, Jolo and Dibs, every day at 7:20 a.m., which is right now. We will be announcing a name, 7:20 a.m. every day starting Monday, but the only names we'll be announcing are the ones that are registered. If your name is called, you will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back, and if you do, you qualify for the chance to go to Hawaii with three friends, three family members, hell, three people you hate, however you want to do it, no restrictions, wow. Just you and three people. If it's you and three old people, you and three babies, you and... Jolo and Dibs,
yeah,
just throwing it
three
out
of us.
There.
Yep.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's available for you. It's all up to you.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Because people may actually say, hey, you know what? I'm taking those guys. If someone wins, you know.
Definitely be careful. The last thing you would want is to be invited to Hawaii. Definitely be careful out there, everyone. It's a dangerous world. You never know when you turn the corner and someone's just going to invite you to go to Hawaii with them.
All that sand in between your toes. All that sunshine and that warm water. Brutal.
Tough out there.
Yeah.
Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by our good friends at Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Now, as always, if you would like to follow along with the conversation, you can do so on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. You will hear from Steve Kerr at 7:30, but for right now, The news that broke yesterday afternoon after we were off the air has to be addressed. Former 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster was claimed off of waivers by the Washington Redskins on Tuesday, just 3 days after he was arrested on charges of misdemeanor domestic violence. Foster was subsequently placed on the commissioner's exempt list. What that means is that he cannot practice or attend games, but he can be at the team's facility on a, quote, reasonable basis for workouts, meetings, and other permitted non-football activities as the NFL continues to review the matter. Now, Washington naturally took a major PR hit, so Doug Williams, the senior vice president of player personnel and Super Bowl champion, came out with the following quote yesterday. The Redskins fully understand the severity of the recent allegations made against Reuben. If true, you can be sure these allegations are nothing our organization would ever condone. Let me be clear. Reuben will have to go through numerous steps, including the full legal process and investigation and potential discipline from the NFL, as well as meetings with counselors associated with the team before he will ever have the opportunity to wear the burgundy and gold as a player. They say that with such honor to wear the burgundy and gold. Senior Vice President of Player Personnel Doug Williams said in a statement, surprised that Foster was claimed off of waivers.
Very surprised that it happened that quickly, especially when you know pretty much that he's going to be done for the year, because the commissioner can park you on that list for as long as he wants you to. Alden Smith, I believe, is still on that list, wherever he may be or whoever may still have his rights. So there's no set timeline where the commissioner is going to act or is going to rule on Reuben Foster. So he's probably going to miss the rest of the year. He may not even get a suspension notified to him until the end of the year. So why would Washington rush in and pick him up? I was surprised by that.
Thoughts on your behalf?
Wouldn't that be games that if he is not able to play the next 3 or 4 weeks, wouldn't that be time served? So
it could be.
It doesn't have to be.
They can look back and say 4-game suspension, yeah, but retroactively enforced. You've served 4, so you are now eligible.
Right.
To play.
So I think that Washington's looking at that. But for me, Joe, I'm just surprised that they picked him up off waivers, because you go through all the teams and you said this is the last team that picked him up. So everyone else passed on him. I'm shocked because I'm not even talking. Let's just not talk about any allegations. Let's just talk about Reuben Foster, the football player.
All right.
What did he give you? Gave you 16 games in 2 years. He's been injured. Hasn't made any impact plays. Doesn't have any pick six. He's one of the worst tacklers right now in the league when you're talking about just guys missing tackles. Wasn't involved in any really big plays. Doesn't pop off the screen. Yeah, he can run and do those things, but what has he done? He's been injury prone. Shoulder's been hurt. Different things. Hamstring tweaked. For a first year or second year player, I haven't seen the productivity of a first-round player pick. So I'm not even talking about the off-the-field things. I'm talking about productivity on the field. What has Reuben Foster done in these 2 years?
That's an excellent point. He was viewed at, if we went back 2 years ago, right before the draft,
yeah,
and you could say the same thing. Let's forget about the off-the-field concerns. Right. How do you view him as a player? A lot of people would say, man, he's a great player. Got some injury concerns, but he's a hell of a talent. But now you've seen a year and a half. The off-the-field stuff is as present as ever, but you don't necessarily have, like you're saying, the body of work on the field that would make you believe he could be a standout player.
And not to pick him off waivers, but I know I still got him for a couple of years of his contract. Why not just wait till we pass, and here's a guy you want to see if he has anything, but why tie yourself to a player, Daniel, that hasn't done anything? And he's been shoulder. You don't know if he's going to have surgery. What has he really done to make you say, God, we want this guy. Man, he can play.
And the shoulder was an issue in college, and it continues to be an issue. And now you've had hamstring issues, and you've had stingers. You've had multiple games where he's been helped off the field. I think you look at it, and you take the allegations out of it.
Yes.
And you look at Reuben Foster off the field, and you see a guy who really hasn't learned from his mistakes. So, and put aside the domestic violence allegations and the marijuana arrest and the fact that he was in possession of an illegal firearm, it doesn't seem like he is capable of making good choices off the field. And obviously, the legal trouble certainly is held over him. But if I'm a general manager and I see a player who has durability issues, he's got tackling issues, and he's been unable to make good decisions off the field, why would I rush in and claim this guy off waivers? And Doug Williams, to make that statement, I'm sure he didn't script it, and I'm sure he was forced to read it. But the whole thing is a joke when they say the Washington Redskins do not condone. Actually, yes, you do condone it because you signed the guy. You picked him up off waivers. So not only do you condone it, but you're the one team who rushed in to pick him up. So, yes, you do condone it.
Well, Daniel, I'm going to stop you right there because you said the things off the field shown that he hasn't made great decision-making off the field. You talked about the marijuana, the possession of guns, all those different things off the field, the decision-making. What good decisions has he made on the field? Let's just talk about his craft because we understand what he's done. That's horrible. We understand. We can talk about that until we're blue and black and blue in the face.
Let's compartmentalize. Yeah, you have on the field versus off the field.
Yes.
Off the field is going to be all of the trouble.
Right.
On the field is going to be, you know, the injury concerns and the missed tackles and any plays he may have made.
Right.
Those are two separate things. Right now we'll focus on just on the field.
Exactly.
Eliminate the headaches.
And so when you're saying making bad decisions off the field, what decisions that he made on the field did you say, wow, that's instinctive. Wow, look at him pick this off. Watch this drop where he's out there. What gives you, what makes you think this guy is an NFL-ready player? What decisions have shown you
his
that he's...
His speed and coverage. I'm trying to find something for
you. Okay, no, I'm
so not going to sit here and say you're wrong, but his speed and coverage is something that has flashed.
And his aggression to pursue the football, even though he doesn't always make the tackle. Last year, I remember in particular the way he was flying around sideline to sideline. It seemed like he was involved in a lot more actions last year than he was this year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why they made the move. You talked about why would someone want a player who makes so many bad decisions. These are two peas in a pod. It's an organization that makes so many bad decisions. Do you think it's a coincidence that the Redskins have won one playoff game this millennium? One. From 2000 until now, they have won one playoff game. They're not a good franchise. They're not a well-run franchise. They're not a well-managed, well-organized franchise. Look at how they handled the Kirk Cousins situation. I don't know if anyone out there would be like, yeah, they did that right because Cousins isn't that great. All right, so you swapped him out for a long-term deal for Alex Smith, who, I mean... Him and Cousins can be from the same embryo. They're basically the same player. They're the same middling quarterback that'll do just enough to make you believe you can build your franchise around them and nothing more, but also nothing less.
Right.
They're the same guy. They're in the same tier. They do the same things. That's it. You swapped one out for the other, but instead of giving the one who had been around, who had, you know, sold some jerseys and won some fans, instead of giving the younger guy the contract, you went with the older guy. Now he's hurt. This is a bad franchise with bad ownership. And when you have a bad franchise, courtesy of bad ownership, you will make bad decisions. And that's what this is. You want to eliminate all this stuff off the field?
Right.
Here's why they signed him. They picked him up off waivers, which means they owe him only $257,000 the rest of the way out this year. But they also have the remainder of his contract,
right,
which is two more years. So if the NFL does an investigation here and determines he did nothing wrong, maybe he gets a small suspension because once again, he's violating the player conduct policy by ending up in jail and making everybody look bad. But you're not going to hit him with a long-term situation. So maybe this is an investment for next year. Maybe their quarterback's healthy. Who knows? But they go in the next year, and they've already got a roster with five Alabama players on it that were with Reuben Foster when he was in Alabama. Foster's 24 years old. Deron Payne is a defensive lineman. He's 21. Haha Clinton Dix is 25. Jonathan Allen is 23. Ryan Anderson is 24. And Sean Dion Hamilton is 23. I believe they all cross paths at Alabama. So the thought process may be, look, let's get this guy around some, quote, family, and maybe these guys can get him in line. Maybe if he gets one more shot, we'll take a shot on him and it'll all pan out, because this is how Cincinnati runs their business model. Again, a team that never wins playoff games. Cincinnati is never going to go out there and spend top dollar and put in all the work to put the best possible coach with the best possible players. Cincinnati is looking for what the Oakland A's look for: market inefficiencies. Perfect example, Vontaze Burfict. Vontaze Burfict was a first-round linebacker. No doubt coming out of Ohio State. Everything on the field said first round. But he was a major problem off the field. He's a major problem in the locker room. So he fell. I don't know if he fell to the seventh or if he went undrafted, but the Bengals pounced. Joe Mixon out of Oklahoma was a first-round running back talent, and you're seeing that this year. But he had major off-the-field concerns. So as a result, he fell, and the Bengals took a shot. That's how Cincinnati does business. Their market inefficiencies are, we don't care about character concerns. We don't care about off-the-field issues. That will drive down the price of these guys who are otherwise very talented, and that's how we're going to build our team. That is why Marvin Lewis continues to stick as the head coach, because they understand they're not giving him the best possible guys. It's kind of an island of misfit toys, and Marvin gets them near the playoffs almost every year. He gets them in some years. He gives you a product that, hey, from a business perspective, you can make some money, you have some interest. I mean, you played in Cincinnati. That's the mandate there to win Super Bowls?
No, it's crazy that you just laid that out. I'm like, wow, have you been hanging out, Mr. Brown? We have a team meeting when you get there with the whole team, and he lays it out. We want to compete. They don't say necessarily Super Bowl. They say they pay every one of their family members $1 million. This is how we do. We don't take a lot. This is what we do. It's the Natty way. They just want a person that's there that can hold it down. They just want a product out there that's going to compete. They are not a team that is going to try to win a Super Bowl, without a doubt. That's just Mr. Brown. That's his makeup.
Yeah.
He's going to give you what he has, and that's it.
Just confirmation from the back, too. Vontaze Burfict went undrafted.
Yeah.
He was a first-round talent. If you took the issues from everything else out of the equation, he goes in the first round. He's stuck for this long. He makes plays. He's just a problem. He's the guy who can get you to the playoffs. He can also take you out of the playoffs.
We saw that.
He did
Pittsburgh.
With, hey, who's Steelers. The other guy that was involved in that?
Pac-Man Jones.
Yep.
Another market inefficiency. Guy can play a hell of a cornerback position. He can help you get to the playoffs. He can also help take you right out of the playoffs.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens to Washington next year, because only thing they're missing is probably Jameis Winston. Don't be surprised if he ends up there.
Good God. Bruce Allen is running the show in Washington. He used to run the show in Tampa. I can't. I don't even want to think about that.
Too much.
There's already enough problems with Bay Area football. I can't be thinking about Washington's problems. All right. Yesterday, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, had another tremendous interview with our own Damon Bruce. They talked about Steph Curry's health. They talked about the Toronto Raptors and everything in between. Ladies and gentlemen, here is that interview for you.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, good enough to join us. Brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. Steve, thank you for joining us once again. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing, Damon?
Excellent. Thank you. Are we having fun again or what?
Yes, we are. That was fun last night, wasn't it?
I really like sports more than I like soap operas, and it's back to being sports.
Yeah. I thought that was the best atmosphere of the year, the best home game we've had in terms of just the energy of the crowd matching the effort of our players, and you know, everybody just going home happy.
It was great. Oracle was rocking. Durant and Clay have been cooking. And it did. It felt like a playoff game last night. I don't think the Orlando Magic are a playoff team, but they were shooting threes like one, weren't they?
Well, they're talented. I mean, you know, Vucevic is one of the toughest centers in the league to guard. He's sort of the Eastern Conference version of Nikola Jokic with Denver. You know, just really ultra-skilled big man who can step out and shoot and pass. And you know, look, this team hasn't been good for a while, so they got several lottery picks, and you can see the talent. Some of the guys stepping out, knocking down threes, and that team's playing well. I mean, Steve Clifford's done a good job, and they beat the Lakers in L.A. the night before, and, you know, came into Oracle on a back-to-back, so much improved team, and it took a great effort for us to beat them.
Kevin Durant obviously has been locked in. He's been your leading scorer the last 10 games. Back-to-back 40-piece nuggets for the first time in a Warrior uniform. 93 points over his last two games, the most in any two-game span of his career, and it's been great. It's magnificent when he takes over. It's a virtuoso performance. I love the blocks, Steve. To me, when he's locked in defensively, he's going to accidentally block 2 of 20 shots just because he's so long.
Yeah, I think that's been the main thing. You know, we're well aware of what he can do putting the ball in the basket, and that could happen at any time. But when he is locked in defensively like he's been the last three games, it changes our team. It really does. The energy level, just the traffic that he provides with those long arms and that activity, it really changes the mentality of the offensive player as well. So he's been tremendous the last couple nights.
Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach here on 95.7 The Game. I think I hear a blinker. Are you in your car right now, Steve?
I am in my car. I'm in a little bit of traffic, but that's all right. We can keep rolling.
That's awesome. Thank you. I want you to be extra careful, though. We had one car accident already this week, which put a little fear into everybody. Steph Curry's accident, it's a miracle that everyone walked away fine and right in his rain, because that could have been ugly.
Yeah, that was scary, and thankfully nobody was hurt. But yeah, with this rain, you know, I think everybody's got to be a little extra.
How'd you hear
on the highway?
How'd you hear about it?
I'm literally walking into the facility, and our security team came over and told me Steph's not here. He's been in an accident. He's fine, but we're going out to check on him now, and that's when the whole thing got you know, that's when we got word. And then once he arrived at the facility, then we were able to hear his story and hear about what happened.
It was nice seeing big grin smiles with arms around the officers that responded, and everything was fine, obviously. Meanwhile, when Steph Curry hits the court again is obviously a topic you've been asked about a ton. Will we see him, Steve, on this road trip?
We'll definitely see him on the road trip. And by the way, speaking of the scene at the accident, only Steph can turn a car accident into a joyous occasion for everybody involved. I mean, the pictures of Steph with the patrolmen all smiling, arms around each other, that guy brings joy everywhere. It's amazing.
The man rolls with a jingle wherever he goes.
First name Stephen, last name Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less blurry.
By the way, that's my first time hearing that. Where'd you get that?
Oh, your kid. He did a Brita campaign with some guy who's a YouTube star. You've never heard this before?
I've not heard that. Oh. You know what I did hear today, which you may want to check out? The Luka Doncic song to the tune of Hallelujah, the old Leonard Cohen.
Oh, I've seen song. It. Hallelujah.
It was incredible. I heard that today for the first time.
It was.
I love that.
It was great. It was really, really good. But we got it. I mean, I can't believe you guys don't play this in practice. Have you ever heard this? Have you heard the Kawhi Leonard laugh remix?
I know about the Kawhi laugh, but let's hear the remix.
Okay, well, here's the laugh that went down in Raptors history. And again, the internet has no chill, Steve.
That's pretty good.
Look at us.
Wouldn't it be great if Twitter was only used for stuff like that?
Oh, it'd be beautiful. If we only worked for good, not evil, Steve, that would be incredible.
That would be nice.
It would be. Look, getting back to Steph Curry, obviously, is he already past the extra rest phase? Because I feel like if you didn't play him against Toronto and then you didn't play him against Detroit, you know, that means the next game after that is Monday. That's six more days of rest. Or has he just experienced his six more days of rest than he kind of really needed?
No, I think he's right now entering the point where we can finally say, all right, is it time? And that's all based on Rick Celebrini's decision. I've talked to Rick about this. He's had athletes in the past who have had groin injuries come back and had no symptoms and had a setback because they just didn't take the full time. So it's not enough just to say, okay, Steph feels good, we can throw him out there again. But with that said, I think we're very close to the time where we can say, all right, there's been enough time. So if that makes sense, you know, he's pain-free, the symptoms are gone, and ultimately Rick will make the decision when he's comfortable putting him out there. And my best guess is Detroit, but, we'll see what happens.
All right. Steve Kerr says Detroit, but maybe it happens before that. It will happen on this road trip. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. It does start in Toronto with or without Steph. We all know where this begins. The Raptors have one of the best net ratings right now in the NBA. They've won five in a row. They've got the best record in the NBA. And it's a heck of a start. And it's a lot more than just our man Kawhi laughing it up. It's Serge Ibaka. It's Danny Green. It's Kyle Lowry. Pascal Siakam. Vasilunas. I mean, they're pretty deep.
Yeah, they are. They're a team that is really built for the modern game. And, you know, Nick Nurse took over the team for the first time this year after being an assistant there And the big move he made was taking Valanciunas out of the starting lineup and turning Ibaka into a center. So they've downsized and they're, you know, they've got all these young athletes who are versatile defenders. You mentioned Siakam, also Ojinobi. How do I pronounce his name?
OG Anunoby.
That's right. And Danny Green, I think, was an underrated pickup in that Kawhi trade because Danny's always been one of the better wing defenders in the league, and I think he needed a kind of a change in scenery to advance his own career. So I think now all of a sudden between all those guys we mentioned plus Kawhi and the fact that they're playing smaller and faster, they've become a better team than they ever have been over the past few years, and they've already been really good.
Yeah, they have been. It's going to be interesting to see how far they go and if they might meet you somewhere in June. We'll all find out together. By the way, I'm willing to help you with the pronunciation for anyone who went to Indiana University. That's the only reason why.
Is that right?
That's it. By the way, Indiana Duke comes up tonight at 6:30. I'm already nervous, Coach.
How are the Hoosiers this year?
Hoosiers are good. They got a top 10 pick playing for them, a freshman named Romeo Langford, and that kid's okay. Going to be the real deal. Hoosiers are good. Archie Miller's.
They've got one of the Miller brothers.
That's right.
Coaching the team now.
We got Archie. No, the FBI doesn't know his number, and I love that.
Oh, low blow.
Sorry, Steve. Sorry. Let's get back to what has been, I think, just amazing. And instead of give me some no thank you or anything like that today, I wanted to get into the art of the free throw with you. Did you know that your career free throw percentage, by the way, was 86%?
I did know that.
Yeah, you didn't go to the line a lot, but your percentage would put you 35th all-time best free thrower in NBA history, right in between Chris Mullin and Allen Houston. That's good company, Steve.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
The only time I ever went there was when somebody got a technical foul. Otherwise, I couldn't get to the rim. I couldn't draw a foul.
Yeah, I think you averaged 0.7 free throws per game in your career. I looked it up today.
I think you're right.
Meanwhile, Kevin Durant is 16 of 17 in a one-point win over Sacramento. We go back through the highlights. Not a single free throw is ever shown, but man, they are important, and that was unbelievable. This guy's hitting like 93% on the year?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't miss, but the game really changes for us when he gets there, double figures, because it's not just the free points and the automatic points with him shooting, but it's allowing us to set up our defense. And, you know, everybody's defense is better when the offensive team's taking the ball out of the net and you can match up and, you know, you're sitting on a call. You know, we hear the other team's call just like they hear ours, so... And we're able to signal what the upcoming play is just based on our scouting. So you go to the line, all that stuff comes into play. And you know, if you turn it over or you take a bad shot, then you're at a complete disadvantage. So every time Kevin gets to the line, it's a huge help.
I mean, you've just got some of the great free throwers in the world on your team, and Clay and obviously Steph Curry. By the way, so here are the active players, Steve, that didn't shoot free throws as well as you did. I'm going to say their name, and then you can talk trash about them on the free throw line. Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah, here we go.
Chris Paul, you're better than him. Go on.
Oh, yeah, no touch whatsoever.
DJ Augustine.
Yeah, little guy.
James Harden.
All right, I think we've had enough. I think you're carrying me into a very dangerous territory here, Dan,
but
and you know it.
You know who is next in line? Would you like to give us some clickbait before you head to Toronto, Steve?
No, thanks. Why don't we just move right along?
Fair enough. By the way, you don't shoot better than Steph, but you can tell his dad you shot better than Dell.
Really? Okay, I'll take it.
Thank you so much. I want to wish you good luck. Like I said, it's a long trip. We see the cities in front of you. Do you look at cities as like, ooh, that's a hotel I'm looking forward to, or that's a restaurant I'm looking forward to? There's a bar I'm going to pop into. Like, how do you look at Toronto, Detroit, Atlanta, Cleveland, Milwaukee? Is it a list of restaurants in some way?
Toronto is definitely the highlight. Great hotel, great restaurant where we're having a team meal. Beyond that, you know, a couple cities where I've got friends, looking forward to seeing them. But, yeah, you usually you're thinking hotel or restaurant.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr with Damon Bruce yesterday here on 95.7 The Game. A lot to take away from that. Let's begin with this. Kerr essentially saying that he expects Steph to return against the Detroit Pistons on Saturday, but who knows? Maybe he can play Thursday night in Toronto against the Raptors. Gamesmanship?
Yeah, gamesmanship, no doubt, but it's definitely Detroit. He's not trying to, he's not fishing. That's why I had you guys lock it up. I didn't hear the interview earlier, didn't know that that was out there. And that's why I went with Steph not playing against Toronto. And it's interesting to now to hear the coach kind of echo my same type of sentiment. So I think it's just him being as honest as he can.
I think he plays. I don't see.
You see this as gamesmanship. Like, yeah, we'll see him Saturday, but who knows? And then, hey, guess what? He's playing Toronto.
Yes. I think that by the time you go through the practice today and you see where Steph is, he's been scrimmaging. We saw the blue wall get dropped down. Anthony Slater was telling us yesterday he's been scrimmaging. He's ready to go. There's really no reason to hold him back and wait until Detroit. I say he plays in Toronto, a place where he used to live. I believe his wife is from there. So Steph wants to go to Canada and show out, and he will.
All right, let's throw this out there then. Go ahead if you have a counter.
Yeah. For what? For who?
Steph. I just told you for who.
Let me finish.
Did you not listen?
Were you so eager to laugh at me? Did I let you finish? Did I let you finish your thought? Don't you always come to me and say, Lorenzo, let's take our time. Okay.
But you're on. I'm gonna warn you now as the judge in this scenario. Tread lightly. Because he did say for whom and for what.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, please, the floor is yours.
You're going to see this team in a couple weeks. People are already saying this could be possibly the NBA Finals, according to even players on the Warrior team. Why do I need to trot this guy out here now for that game and give them any type of hope? This is a situation. Don't let Steph play. I don't think he will play. I think he'll play the next night, of course. But I just look at this situation. It's not a good spot. It's not a good spot for your star to come back, playing in one of the better teams, if not the best team in the NBA. Wait. I think that they're going to do that. I think that's why I said for what? It's like, because what do I have to win right now? And I've heard now that Steph has been ready to play at times, but now he's gotten a lot wiser, meaning that he doesn't just rush himself back. He gives himself a couple extra time now because of the fact he wants to make sure he can last when it's needed. This game is not needed. This is not a must-win situation. So I look for Steph, in my opinion, to wait and not play against Toronto.
Come back Saturday against the Pistons.
Yes.
All right. So you could see Thursday night, Steph Curry comes back, and I think this speaks a little bit to what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, comes back Thursday night, maybe doesn't play well, Toronto's got a raucous crowd, it's probably Drake night, because it's always Drake night in Toronto.
Damn, I know Drake.
The Raptors end up winning that game, and then the next morning, well, I know they didn't have Draymond Green, but all of a sudden, this Raptors team is what? What would they be at that point? I think 18-4. They're 18-4 now. They'd be 19-4. They just beat the Warriors. Hey, maybe we need to give this team a little bit more credit. Maybe Kawhi Leonard, he's the MVP. Maybe this team could knock off the Warriors. And now you start that whole avalanche of media coverage that has people once again viewing, well, you know, Kevin Durant, he had to defer a little bit to Steph, and Steph didn't look that hot. And we all saw this in the Houston series last year. So you could open yourselves up to a lot of controversy and a lot of unnecessary media garbage.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And if you lose to Detroit, no one that cares about Detroit. Here's the situation, Joe. You always said people had a game plan until they got punched by Mike Tyson. Everyone said,
Mike Tyson said something like that.
You've echoed the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sure.
Okay. And so my point is, it's different. If I get Steph out there, I can watch film on him and say how we can defend this guy and all the different things. Why are you shaking your head? Anyway, they can talk about how you can defend him and all those different things. It's different. Watching tape. Oh yeah, I can do this. This is what I'll take away. I'll make him dribble this way. Do all those things. That's watching tape. Sounds good, but it's not reality. Why would I have a guy that's just been injured, throw him out there and have them have any amount of success against the guy? For what? For who? Don't do it. It's not needed. Wouldn't throw him out there right now and let them keep wondering. Now, just with KD, let them think that they figured this thing out. I wouldn't put him out there. I don't think that Steve Kerr will. I think he's going to wait. And that's my take.
Your Honor, if I may, he's already sat 10 games, and you're not going to, quote, throw him out there. No one is going to, quote, throw him out there. Steph Curry's been scrimmaging. Steph Curry is ready to return, so he returns.
Survived a car accident, too, Dibs.
Yes, he did. And there's actually video of it, which is even crazier. You see the car cut in front of him and spin and swerve, and Steph really had nowhere to go but into the center divide. It was very scary scene on Highway 24. You're not throwing him out there, Lowe. He's going to be healthy. He's going to be ready to play. And the idea that you play him against Toronto and then Toronto then sees what you do with him, they've already seen. They've already played against him. Kawhi has guarded him. The Spurs were up by 27 against Golden State just 2 years ago. So there really is no mystery. You don't hold him back because you're afraid of the narrative that Toronto's better than you because you play Steph Curry and you lose the game. I think that's nonsense. It's scaredy cat approach to pro sports. Are you okay? You get something in your throat over there? It's not the way they operate. Did you ever have that in the football game where we're not going to play LT because we're afraid the Patriots might see what he has to offer?
Situations, Dibs, and I think you alluded to it. You talked about it even with Cousins. You said certain games you said maybe hold him out to this time. I would like to see him this particular game. It's a good landing spot. You talk about landing spots and all the different things you're saying. So now for you to say that you don't use that type of thought process. How dare you? I've heard you do it. I've seen you do it. You've said it. Well, maybe this one wouldn't because it's an easier spot, maybe for quarterbacks and different things that you've said. So I disagree with what you're saying.
I want to see him against Toronto strictly for selfish reasons. If he's healthy and ready to go, I want to see him. This is a marquee game. All right. This is the reason that the NBA structured the schedule in a new way to make everyone feel good about themselves 2 years ago. Now, you don't rush anyone back, especially when you know the plan here is to win the championship. This game, in the grand scheme of things, is worth the same thing as the game next Monday night is, and that's at Atlanta. It's worth one win or one loss. But this is a marquee game. This is the stuff we as fans want to see. So if he's good to go, if you feel he's ready, play him. No one says he has to play 40 minutes, but play him. Let's see it. Break Toronto's will. They've won six in a row. If you're good to get out there, and the doctors have said there's no risk of aggravating this thing worse or any more than there would be in any other situation, play them. Let's see the Stars go up against Toronto Stars. And if you lose, we get that much more excited for the game on Wednesday, December 12th, when Toronto's in town. And if you win, you end the Raptors' six-game winning streak. And all that conversation of, oh, man, the Warriors, Draymond versus KD, it could be coming to an end. Steph's back. He helped you beat Toronto. All is right in the world. Gamble. It's a little bit of a gamble. But if you win this game, I mean, look, the three-game win streak, Portland, that blowout was nice. No lies there. Sacramento, nice little upstart. But again, beating the Kings, that should be an afterthought. You shouldn't need multiple stars to win that one. And then beating the Magic, you know, that's just chalk those up before the season even starts.
But that was a gutsy come-from-behind kind of victory. So that victory, I think, feels different than it normally would when you beat Orlando because you're down by 20 points in that game and you had to dig deep and KD took that game over. So I think you're right about the first two, but the Orlando game, I think, is a little bit more. I know it counts as just one win in the standings, but it feels like more than a victory because that one was a loss, it looked like, in the third.
Glad it's gutsy, but at the same time, it's still Orlando. I know guys are hurt. You still have Durant and Clay. Look, maybe that's not good enough to get by Toronto. That should be good enough to get by Atlanta and Orlando and Miami and some of these other teams in the NBA. I want to see them tomorrow night because this is what the NBA was built for. They tailored the schedule, and they are going more player-friendly than ever before. The players have... Look, if a player feels the slightest bit aggrieved in the NBA, he just stops playing and tells everyone, here's how it's going to work. Sure, maybe I sign this five-year deal. I still want all the money in that deal, but I want to go play for this team.
Right.
I don't just want to be traded. I want to go to this team. You see it everywhere now. These guys are fully... The stars are controlling everything they want to control.
Yeah.
If he feels good, get him out there. I want to see this game. I don't care about the Detroit game a little bit. I'd like to see Draymond back for that. I don't care about the Atlanta game. I don't care about the Cleveland game, the Milwaukee game at the end of the road trip. But again, built-in excuse. Well, it's the end of a five-game road trip. We'll talk to Barnett at 8:30 today, and he's going to lay that out. End of a five-game road trip. We know how these go. Guys just want to get home. Yada, 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 yada.
The results are the same with or without Steph. It's just a little closer. So why do you want to see that? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's Toronto. Because I'm a fan. Okay. That's it. Okay. I would love to give you, because you two have laid out two very reasonable arguments, why and why not. I don't have reasonable. I just have the fan opinion right now. I just want to see him back. It's been long enough since he's been out. There's been infighting. There's been controversy. There's been an attempt at reconciliation. There's been a 4-game losing streak, a 3-game winning streak. There's been some great moments. Don't get me wrong. There's been some bad moments. He's the one that brings it all together. I just want to see him tomorrow night against Toronto. If he's good to go, let's do it. And if this is gamesmanship, this is great. Because if I'm Kerr and I know he's playing, I'm not announcing it to the world.
No.
To hell with that.
Yeah. Daniel, in your opinion, do you believe? I do believe that Steph gives them a better chance to win, but do you think they still win this game?
Big statement right there. That's 2-time MVP.
I didn't know we were doing NBA bold statements
today.
Get
that to Carl so he can put it up on the website.
And yet you look at me. And yet you look at me.
Because you checked out on me. I'm checked out. I was checked out on you.
He's on pain of mine.
That's it.
Yes, I agree that Steph gives them a better chance to win if he's on the floor.
Do they win the game?
Do they win the game?
No, thank you. You took the deep breath.
I didn't even get a chance to take a deep breath, nor can I with this bronchial condition I'm fighting. Talk about a deep breath. Do they win the game? I think they do win the game because...
Do you really mean that?
Are you going to let me finish my point, Lo? After you accused me of interrupting you not 10 minutes ago. Now you jump into the breach and do the exact same thing.
Let's
hypocrite.
Not get bogged down in the technicalities of the interruptions. They're everywhere.
Thank you, Your Honor.
They're He's taken the Hippocratic Oath of hypocrites. Okay, that's what you've taken. Yes, they win the game. Thank you. Was that Low or? Oh no, it's Josh Donaldson.
Yeah,
they end their three-game
so
road losing
skid. Can't keep up with them now.
4-5 on the road this year, Coach. So I think they do win, and I think Steph plays in his return to Toronto because he wants to play. He won't play 40 minutes. He'll probably play 26. Maybe 28, light duty, but Steph will be on the floor.
Lock it up.
Since we so rarely, actually, if you two are that amount of odds, we should probably come up with some sort
exactly.
of
better. Exactly.
All right.
Look at him getting a little fringy. Let it marinate. Thank you.
Chilton Auto Body Text Line 95795. Let us know if you think these two should make a bet on whether or not Steph's going to play Thursday night. I can't believe it's come to this, but.
I'll put a C-note.
Here we are.
I'll go C-note. You want to, what do you want to do? You
want to
give him a massage? Yes.
Okay.
I know he likes money.
I know he likes money. Do you want to give him
like money? That's another hot take.
What am I, Mr. Krabs?
Buddy,
I like money.
Yeah, buddy. What does he want to get? I'm told you, Joe, I'm willing to put 100. So I know he don't have to bet. So what were you willing to do? How are you willing to service me?
Wow.
What? I'm just asking him a question.
Yeah, that's what that was. It was just a question. Sound effects and...
Don't we do that here?
There's a lot we do here.
Thank you.
You know the one thing we don't do? Actual sports analysis. I was thinking about that the other day. We really actually don't talk about sports. We use sports as a jumping off point for a lot of things, but it's really not so much a sports show as it is just one long extended version of Judge Judy with no actual outcome or resolution at the end. Shout out Jerry Springer, who, according to Nice Guy Steven's email, is going to be a judge now, too. It's lucrative work.
Yeah, because that's what we need is more judge shows.
$44 million a year. That's what she makes. Judge Judy.
Judge Springer will be good, though.
So it's like, would you rather be Judge Judy or would you rather be like John Wall is going to be making $42 million a year when that contract kicks in?
Yonner, can you get him to get back on task and what does he want to put in this?
He can think about it for a little bit. I've already ruled on that and I've also put it out to the text line.
Thank you.
I don't need the thanks. What I need is the buttoning of the uppage. All right.
I'm not making a wager with you. First of all, I'm not even going to address the overtures you made moments ago because it's so wildly inappropriate.
For someone who claimed that they were on the wrong end of some questionable conduct last night at that sales function, you came in here today violating all those same rules, interestingly enough. The great hypocrisy that we
great
are.
Great tweet, though, but or not tweet, text from the Chilton Autobody text line from far away. Loser has to bring the winner a grilled cheese sandwich. Lucky for Lo, though, he doesn't have to go very far to find one.
Huh, thanks. Text line.
I noticed that in the company kitchen, we do have grilled cheese sandwiches.
I saw that this morning.
I almost took a picture, and I was like, we can go into the kitchen here. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning and welcome to your 8 o'clock hour. The great Jim Barnett will join us at 8:30. In addition, if you would like to participate in the conversation, as always, the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. It is a Warrior Wednesday, which is brought to you by our good friends at Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. I want to pivot to the Giants in just a moment, but before we get there, some actual analysis on Thursday night's game between the Raptors and the Warriors. I know we're in the deep end here, So everyone put on your life jackets and buckle up. But Stu Jackson on Toronto and part of what makes them so lethal.
Toronto, in my mind, is playing the best basketball in the association right now. And there's some valid reasons for that. I mean, they're good on both sides of the ball. Adding Kawhi Leonard was a huge, huge addition and, you know, dare I say, an upgrade from DeMar DeRozan. But what really, I think, sustains the Toronto Raptors and eventually will carry them to home court advantage throughout the playoffs is the fact that their bench is so deep.
We hear this time and time again. Boston's bench is so deep right now, it's actually a problem for them. Because-